Hello, friends. David Copeland with you, and welcome to the Revival Now International audio newsletter for January of 2019. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast / newsletter today. I want you to know, whatever time you may be listening to this newsletter or podcast, whatever you want to call it, I want you to know that even though I recorded it in January of 2019, and I almost didn't even date it, but I want you to know this word is going to be relevant for whenever and wherever you are listening to this newsletter right now. Thankfully, God gives us a new beginning every January the 1st. God is so gracious and loving that He gives us 12 brand new months, 365 brand new days to experience His grace and His goodness. But I'm also very thankful that once in a year, He gives us a complete new beginning, new opportunity to draw closer to Him, new opportunity to seek His face, and a new opportunity to redefine the purposes and the plans that He has in our life. And I'm very grateful for all God did for us in 2018 and in the years past, but I know that I need Him more than I have ever needed Him before in my life. I not only want Him to do something fresh in me, I want Him to be able to do something more through me. Almost everywhere I turn, I'm seeing, I'm reading, I'm hearing from people, especially leaders, how cognizant they are of the need for change, first in themselves, and then in their families and in their ministries. Back in September of 2018, while driving to a meeting in Tennessee, Pam and I were praying as we were driving up the road, and I was sincerely seeking the Lord about what He wanted to do in me and the messages that He wanted me to emphasize in the coming year, when almost instantly in my inner man, I heard the word, "Son, I want to give you a new beginning." And while that greatly encouraged me, it also set me on a journey to find out from Him exactly what that means. Because many times that God will give you a word or a phrase, but then He will require that you pray into that word for not only the manifestation of it, but for a greater understanding of what He means by what He said. And when He said, "I want to give you a new identity," it set me on a journey to find out exactly what that means for me. Yes, it greatly encouraged me. And in recent years, I've come to a greater understanding of sonship. And I'm glad that my relationship with Jesus is not based on what I can do for Him. It's based on what He has already accomplished through the cross. Thank God for the finished work of the cross of Calvary. And so as I began seeking this out and looking at the number 19 in Scripture, I found some very powerful things that I'm convinced that God wants to do in my life in this year, as well as in the greater body of Christ. The number 19 in Scripture comes from two Hebrew words, Yod, Y-O-D, which is also the number 10, and Teth, T-E-T-H, which is the number 9. So this is the number 19 in Hebrew thinking is a combination of the word for of the number for covenant and the number of a new birth or a new visitation. The 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the Kof, K-O-F, which literally means the back of the head or the back of the mind. The word picture that the number 19 or the 19th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, the Kof, describes is it shows us hearing God's voice in the back of the head, which is also confirmed in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, where God told Isaiah, He said, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." And that's in the New King James Version. The number 19 in Scripture is also the number for faith and hearing. It's significant that the number is in two parts. The first part shows God reaching down to man by speaking to him. And then the second picture of that word shows man responding to God by faith. And I can safely say that in 2019, it will be a year of new faith and of new hearing. And really, it should probably be the words of hearing and faith, because when we hear God speak in our inner man, it causes faith to rise up and we're able to respond to him in faith and with faith. And someone would say, well, Copeland, our entire lives as believers are supposed to be based on faith and hearing. And while that's true, but there's something about this new season and the change that we are looking for, the change many of us are crying out for, it will not and it cannot be based on the same level of faith we've operated in for years. This change that we're crying out for and we're yearning for will come as a result of us responding to God's voice as he speaks to us to come up higher. Romans 10:17 is another one of those often quoted verses in the Bible and sometimes misquoted, and I've been guilty of misquoting it as well. Ever since I came into the Spirit-filled movement, I've heard people quote Romans 10:17 to read, "Faith comes by hearing the word of God." And while there's an element of truth to that, my faith is always built and increased as I hear and read the word. But again, let me read it to you again slowly and listen to what it says. Paul said, "So then faith comes by hearing, comma, and hearing by the word of God." So what Paul is showing us there is faith and hearing are two different and distinct things. Faith comes by hearing first, and then hearing comes by the word. The more word that you have in your heart and in your mind, the more that God is going to have access to increase your faith. What you're hearing and what you have been hearing is directly connected to how high your faith is at any given moment. And you can only believe God, or you can only have faith for the things that he's spoken to your life and made real into your spirit. So the question as we begin this new year is, what are you hearing? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? If who you're following and who you're listening to is not building and increasing your faith, you need to turn the channel. You need to exit them out of your life. Change the frequency, my friends. Remove them from having any kind of influence in your life and your thinking. Disciplines. I know that's a dirty word to many Spirit-filled believers. Many of the younger Christian believers today, they don't want any kind of disciplines in their life, but there are the disciplines of prayer, the disciplines of reading the word, the disciplines of fasting. Yes, fasting. And even, and I know this irks a lot of people, but the discipline of being connected to a community of believers is very important in your life, because disciplines create habits, and the habits you create will inevitably create your future. God is definitely speaking. He's calling us closer to him, not in order to simply just add more religion to religion, but he is calling us to continue to tighten our inner circle, to continue to further develop and strengthen our relationship with Holy Spirit, continue to allow him to remind us and to teach us how to war with the prophetic words that have been spoken over our lives, to make those things real to us again. And that, my friends, will cause faith to increase for the manifestation of those promises that you are believing for. The glory of God is coming, and this is going to be a great year, and this is a perfect time for you to clean the slate and say, "Father, I want a new beginning with you, and I'm ready to start it today, in Jesus' name." Father, I pray for every person listening to this audio newsletter, God, that you would cause them to hear your voice speak clearly and distinctly in their lives, God, that you would cause faith to rise this day in Jesus' name. Amen.